fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live on Saturday, July 15th, 2006, from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, as always. I had a technical problem, but it is squared away. We're up and running 100% here. Thank goodness. It's been a fascinating week in a lot of ways. I'm getting calls from friends and associates. Even my daughter, who is about as political as a cup of coffee, has noticed that World War III is about to start. And yes, indeed, things are crucial, things are critical. I don't have a crystal ball, ladies and gentlemen. I can't tell you if what's going on right now is the beginning phases of World War III or not. I'm sure there's people who know. They're not talking, at least not publicly. My private sources are very concerned. They're making their preparations. I would urge you to look at what's going on in the world and consider making prudent preparations for those you love and care about and have responsibility for, especially those too young and too old to take care of themselves. Today we're going to have Professor McCanny on from 3 till 3:30 Central Time. Talked to Jim a couple of times today, and he's quite busy, but he took a half hour out of his schedule to give us some updates on what's going on and his concerns regarding earth changes and different matters that he's probably better qualified than any person alive, at least anybody who's willing to talk publicly about it. We will answer your questions, take your comments and your calls. This is a live call-in show. We always have new listeners, and I always have to keep that in mind. And our first break's coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be back right after the first break.
Can you you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, the 15th day of July, 2006. Hot here in the lower Midwest, 92 degrees outside, 73 degrees here in my studio. I have a neighbor out of town. I was helping feed his horses, chickens, dogs, and cats while he's away. I think he's supposed to get back tonight or tomorrow morning. Rode the ATV up there. Myself and my neighbors, we frequently use ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, just like a car or a pickup truck to get around from one place to another. And that's simply the way it's done out here in the country. I was talking to my engineer off the air about these world events, and quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, they are spinning wildly out of control, at least it appears to be that way. Anybody who believes events like what's going on in Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and so forth in that part of the world, if you feel that they are just happening spontaneously and spinning out of control on their own, you're quite naive, my friend. Events of this magnitude do not happen spontaneously. They simply don't. Events of this magnitude where one country is attacking another, committing acts of war, like Israel is doing against Lebanon, are very carefully contrived with known outcomes. Of course they are. It's foolish to believe otherwise. Now, as I've been telling you regular listeners, and I started to mention this before the break, for you new listeners, this is radio, there's new listeners every week. Take a peek at my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll see my bio, my photograph, and some interesting products for sale. Soon to be more, I hope. I've been at this a long time. I enlisted in military intelligence, U.S. Army, in 1967, 39 years ago, actually 40 years ago this fall. One of my assignments was the 6th Special Forces Group, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Our AO, area of operation, was the Middle East. And I'll tell you, because I've been there and done that, it did not take the kind of events we're seeing the last 72 hours to have the 6th Special Forces Group put on alert and ready to parachute into the Middle East, into the middle of World War III. It didn't take events nearly as serious as what's going on right now for me to have to get my bags packed, tell my girlfriend I'm going off to war, and get ready to go. These are serious matters with serious consequences, and we may very well be at the brink of being in the middle of World War III. I don't know that for a fact, but based on my knowledge, my experience, I see where it could go that way very quickly, very easily, in 24 hours, 72 hours, a week, 2-3 months. I don't know. But clearly, in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience, we are at the brink of what could become World War III. Now, as I told all you listeners out there about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I prefer not to dwell on the subtle details of geopolitical matters on this show, on the John Moore Show. On Republic Broadcasting, we have excellent hosts interviewing all kinds of experts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on all these topics in great detail. What I prefer to talk about on the John Moore Show is preparedness. How do you prepare to survive World War III? How do you prepare to survive earth changes or even a minor tornado or a minor earthquake or a great earthquake or a great hurricane? As we sometimes joke about in the military, about a minor wound. It's a minor wound if it happens to somebody else. If you're the guy wounded, it's not minor. Local devastation, minor local devastation might be minor and local to somebody who's not there, but if it's devastation where you are, it's not minor. Think, ladies and gentlemen, think about what you would do to take care of those you love when the balloon goes up. Interesting, antiquated phrase that we frequently use. A lot of people have no clue where the phrase, when the balloon goes up, comes from. It comes from artillery observation balloons that were used as far back as the Civil War. Hot air balloons in the beginning, and of course more sophisticated balloons later on, where men could get up several hundred feet in the air and observe the battlefield. The balloon went up prior to the commencement of the artillery being fired, so they could spot and observe the artillery fire and direct it and redirect it. That's where that phrase comes from. It's still in common usage in the military, by the way, when the balloon goes up. I hope to soon be talking once again to my friend James Wesley Rawls, Jim Rawls, the author of Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. Jim says he will soon have the new, improved, expanded version of his book coming out next month, August 2006, with 2 new chapters. I want to get him here as a guest on my show and interview him and talk about the new book soon and help promote it. I'm one of Jim Rawls' biggest fans. We frequently refer to his book as an instruction manual disguised as a novel, which in fact it is. Yesterday I was at an energy fair and met the man who's responsible for manufacturing steam engines in this country. I don't know if anybody else anywhere on the planet is fabricating brand new steam engines. I do know that Mike Brown is the only man in the United States of America that's fabricating and building brand new steam engines ready to go. He had one set up. I was able to observe this rather simple device. It's 19th century technology. The first successful steam engines or designs were being manufactured and fabricated nearly 200 years ago. There are steam engines that have been in use, in daily use for more than 100 years, running right now as we speak on July 15th, 2006. They are very simple designs. The designs were perfected 80 years ago. There's been very little new in the area of steam engine design since about 1920. Very little new. Some minor things in terms of bearings and lubrication and metallurgy have improved the longevity of these devices and the lubrication of these devices. The basic designs have remained unchanged for about 80-something years. I hope to soon have Mike Brown on as a guest also, talking about his steam engines, which, by the way, are manufactured right here in good old Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri, down in the Ozarks. Simple designs, powerful devices that will last more than one lifetime if properly maintained. One little machine I saw in particular that he had set up, a little two-stroke, two-cylinder engine, puts out 3 horsepower, more than enough horsepower to run probably several households to provide them with all the electricity they would need for common domestic usage. Fabulous little machines. If you have access to a minimal amount of water, access to almost anything that will burn, it could be wood, coal, dried cow pies, quite frankly, anything that will make enough heat to generate the steam, and you've got yourself a source of energy to do pretty much anything you need to be doing. Fantastic technology, old technology, simple technology. Not terribly expensive, all things considered, given the pricing I've seen for diesel engines, diesel generators, gas generators, competitively priced. This is a live call-in show, and I will give you the call-in number and tell you a little bit more about other ways to listen. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you don't have a way to listen any other way, you can call in on the phone and listen live at area code 512-946-0396. The website, of course, is Republic Broadcasting, rbnlive.com, Romeo Bravo November Live.com. Here's some shortwave frequencies. 12.180, 6.890, and beginning at 8 o'clock, this frequency here, not right now, but beginning at 8 o'clock, 5.050. There are lots of ways you can listen. You may be in an area that has what we call micro FM broadcasting. I understand there's a commercial FM station down in the Austin, Texas area that broadcasts a signal. We had a number of calls from Austin area last week. When I was talking to Mike Brown yesterday, he was asking, well, how powerful is a shortwave signal, John? And I said, well, they broadcast out of WWCR, Nashville. He says, oh, they're 100,000 watts. Got his attention. First, another break coming up. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have any golden guns. I got quite a few stainless steel and blue steel firearms, but no golden guns. Thank you very much. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about preparedness. I've been at this a long time. My first paid survival preparedness consultation was in the summer of 1977. Thank you, Kelly. 29 years ago. And it's one of my passions. Being prepared is a passion of mine. And here's how I came to this conclusion, how I gravitated towards this area of expertise. And quite frankly, the moment my newborn daughter grabbed a hold of my finger, only minutes old, I recognized that moment that I was completely responsible for an innocent young life that could not take care of itself. Up to that point, I was a young man who, being healthy and strong and knowing the things that I knew, wasn't terribly concerned about preparedness. could run through the woods all day, all night with a backpack and do it again the next day. Being a father of an innocent child, helpless child, changed all that. I knew that I could not drag this infant through the woods with me if there was any emergency, that I would have to make more extensive and more detailed preparations to keep that innocent young life healthy and alive if there was a major event such as an earthquake. And we do live in earthquake country here in the South Central Midwest. Quite frankly, most parts of the country are subject to earthquakes of some kind or another, or tornadoes, or hurricanes, or all of the above, wildfires. Take your pick. I know you guys out there like to talk about firearms, and I'm all for that. There's lots of nuances to selection of firearms, selection of caliber, selection of optics. We don't talk much about optics, but it becomes more critical after age 40, especially for most people most of the time, that iron sights will no longer do the job at any distance. I also encourage my students, I teach concealed carry classes, when it comes to firearms, don't get too caught up in gee whiz Star Wars technology, night sights and laser sights and anything that needs a battery, quite frankly, when it comes to firearms. I encourage all my students never attempt to substitute technology for training. It can be very tempting, and men are especially bad for this, to want to get the latest Star Wars laser scope or red dot sight or whatever it might be and think they're ready to go, good to go, and pack it away and forego the training. Gentlemen, don't do that. Never, ever depend your life on anything that needs a battery, ever, if you can help it. Now, clearly, when it comes to two-way radios, you have to have some things with batteries. Of course you do. But when it comes to firearms and being proficient with firearms, practice, practice, practice. Iron sights. If you need a telescopic sight for a rifle, then by all means, get it. But become competent with what's simple. Become competent with optics that do not require batteries. Become competent with iron sights. Don't get too caught up in these Star Wars technology. Now, I also tell my students this, when it comes to pistols, when it comes to sights on pistols. The purpose for sights on pistols, in my opinion, and based on personal experience, is for training and practice. If somebody wants to hurt you, they're going to be fairly close. They're not going to be a football field away, and you're armed with a pistol. They're probably not going to be 50 feet away. Most likely, they're going to be 18 or 21 feet away. The average police encounter where a police officer has to use deadly force with a pistol is 21 feet. I train my students at 21 feet. If someone wants to hurt you, and you're armed with a pistol, you're not going to be looking at no sights and no pistol. Here's what you'll be looking at. You'll be looking at the eyes and the hands of the aggressor. You want to know what their intentions are, and what they've got in their hands, and what their hands are doing. You can't be watching their hands and their eyes and looking at the sights on a pistol at the same time. Can't be done. You watch their hands, you watch their eyes, and you defend yourself with your pistol. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We already got people calling in asking about how to contact the guy about steam engines. His name is Mike Brown. He has a P.O. box and a toll-free number. I just, when we were on the break there, I looked it up on Google real quick. Don't have an easy address for him, but I can give you how to tell you how to get a hold of him here. His mailing address is P.O. Box 4884, Department Y, as in Yankee, Springfield, Missouri, and the zip code is 65808. And a toll-free number for orders is 877-STEAM-44. These are really aggravating to me, these phone numbers that have letters instead of words. STEAM-44, whatever that is. Now, I did a search on Google during the break. All I did was put three words into Google: Mike Brown Steam. Mike Brown Steam, and you'll... pretty quick, you'll be have a selection of things regarding Mike Brown's steam engines. Neat guy, knows his stuff, got some interesting things on the web that you might want to look at. And let's see, we got callers on hold, so we'll go ahead and go right to the calls. Walt in Arizona, are you there, sir? Walt, speak up.
You're program is very good, and of course I listened to Jack McLean previously with Lindsay Williams, and emphasizing the problems that are developing very rapidly with respect to increased petroleum costs. And you're talking about Mr. Brown and steam engines. And
that's right.
I'm going to throw some thoughts on the table.
Okay.
The early steam locomotives, 4x8x4, would haul a steam load behind them of 4 miles long. No, 2 miles. Correction there.
You're right, Walt. The amount of torque that these engines, even a small one, this little one I saw yesterday, you and I are old enough to remember, but our older listeners may not know what a bread box is. But this thing could fit inside a bread box. It was about 20 inches long, about 12 inches wide, and stood maybe a foot tall. And this thing, if you put it in a motor launch, you could haul a couple of tons in a motor launch with a tiny little engine.
Yes, for sure. Well, the thoughts I had in mind were the following. Up in Miami, Arizona, in Globe, there are a couple of parked steam locomotives still there as replicas and reminders of a past era. And that was the Southern Pacific track at the time, now Union Pacific. But these people in higher executive positions in the railroads better give some pretty good thought to look in the roundhouses and freight yards for some bypass steam locomotives and get in the process of restoring them in every sense of the word. Because if petroleum keeps going up like it is, and diesel locomotives are going to be a most costly way to run a train on the track, we better get back to Pennsylvania coal mines and steam engines. Now, lived in South Africa for a period of 4 years, and the October 73 fuel crisis caused the South African railways to cancel orders for diesel locomotives, and they are staying on steam almost exclusively where they can.
Amazing. Amazing.
There's a place in Natal, upper Natal province, and I lived in the Durban area at the time, that's called Newcastle, for the tremendous quantities of coal that are available.
That's funny that they were, because Newcastle in England is where there's coal also.
That's for sure. Well, that's my message. I thought I'd table. Get back
thank
to
you,
steam
Walt.
Where possible. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, Walt's absolutely right. Steam technology is tried and true. It's no secret. It's not a mystery how steam works, how powerful these small engines are. And, of course, it can give you a level of independence unheard of otherwise. Most men and, quite frankly, most women, we talk about preparedness. Most people I know aren't willing to voluntarily give up access to electricity and what electricity does for people's lives, not voluntarily. And, of course, the first thing they think of is, well, I'll get a generator. Typically, that means either some kind of petroleum product, first of all, usually gasoline or diesel, sometimes propane. Quite frankly, propane is a superior way to run an internal combustion engine. But that's very limiting. It limits you to having access to a supply of one of those products, gasoline, diesel fuel, propane. And, of course, once your access to petroleum products or propane is cut off, then you're SOL, still out of luck when it comes to making electricity. A steam engine, on the other hand, means you have to have access to some water, not a whole lot, and something that'll burn. Wood, coal, dried up cow dung, anything that'll burn can make enough heat to make steam and make electricity. And we've got Carol in Arkansas. Carol, are you there?
I would just say that in response to the gentleman, and he's quite right, but the powers that be that are raising the cost of our fuel, are the same globalists who, this is not, you know, as Lindsay.
What you're saying, Carol, is don't hold your breath about steam locomotives being
refurbished.
Right,
because they have killed, men who had these plans that were very workable for steam engines, and they literally murdered them, you know, and some of the patents disappeared and all this kind of stuff. But
well, it's
really a redistribution of the wealth. It is a form of tax that they are laying on us, and it's the same powerful entities that are robbing us in every other way.
Well, let me correct you here, Carol. The people that were murdered were men that had figured out how to make a Ford pickup truck at 100 miles per gallon. That is true. Now, steam technology, you can't kill people that know about that. This has been around way too long, and the technology is too widespread. There hasn't been a market for it. I think the market may be coming back, and that's why Mike Brown is doing what he's doing.
Yeah. What I really called you about, John, is really something that's pertinent to Arkansas voters coming up in our fall election. The candidates for attorney general are Gunnar DeLay, running on the Republican ticket, and one, Dustin McDaniel. Now, Dustin McDaniel is the one, in fact, his name is on the brief. He signed the brief that filed the suit against Remington Arms here after the shootings at Jonesboro. And so he has his name all over it. He's trying to now distance himself by saying, oh, well, that was his father's law firm. It wasn't him. But he was involved with it, and he cannot divorce himself from the fact.
Right,
and I
right.
know someone who has seen the brief, and they said he signed the brief. There is no way he can say it was just his father's law firm.
Well, that's public record. Anybody can go to the courthouse and look up.
Yeah, and I'm fixing to do that. Somebody else has already done it, but I want to look for myself because I don't want it to be secondhand information as it is right now, although I trust the person who told me.
Carol, why don't you do that and report back to us? That's important stuff.
Yeah, it is. And Gunnar,
we'll be open. Yeah, the clerk's office will be open Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So,
Gunnar, not only does he have the right name, but he also has crossed the Republican Party and tried to bring some lawsuits to expose some of the financial skullduggery that was going on. As a matter of fact, there were some federal indictments, you know, and he wanted to open it really up. And this
right.
governor here really got and still is angry with him. He is so angry with him that he would not even introduce him at a recent Republican soiree in Little Rock. So,
really?
Yeah, so Gunnar is the outside man, which ought to tell you something about him.
We all need to remember this. Bill Clinton got his start as Attorney General in Arkansas.
That's right. And Dustin McDaniel is a wannabe, and he is not a friend of gun people, gun rights.
Okay, well, check on that documentation. Get back with us, Carol.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Enjoy your program.
Yeah. Thank you. And we got Mike in Connecticut. Mike, speak up.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed talking to you recently on an order. I'm the guy that had the name you referred to as Alphabet.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, a couple of nights ago on one of these national news shows, a guest said that the current IDF incursion into Lebanon was on the books or in their plans at least 5 years back, planned some time ago. And
okay.
This led me to ask if, I guess you probably know about it, the world's military has plans apparently on all of their books for all kinds of contingencies,
right.
War plans.
Right, all major, yeah.
And I seem to recall one in Vietnam where the U.S. Army had a plan on the books in case they were attacked by the ARVN, the Army of the Republic of Vietnam.
Right, right. I wouldn't be surprised about that.
Well,
I never saw one. But
Well,
I can tell you this. A friend of mine, he was with the 101st Airborne, and he was with G3 operations.
Mm-hmm.
101st Airborne would routinely make requests for the use of tactical nukes against the North Vietnamese Army, the NVA.
Wow.
Of course, they were routinely turned down. But, no, seriously, I mean, this stuff goes on.
Uh-huh.
This, you know, we may laugh about it and think it's funny, but the 101st Airborne would routinely make requests to the Pentagon for permission to use tactical nukes against the NVA.
Wow. So
oh, yeah.
when it's on the paper level, it's all equally real? That is, one request has to be given.
They were real requests made by real soldiers to their higher headquarters.
Well,
I mean, these men were serious. They weren't being flippant. You know, you don't do things like that in jest.
No, no. And in view of that, and in view of the crazy situation in the Near East, I'm just wondering if we might not, hypothetically, have plans of the same nature in order to extricate ourselves whenever that comes about.
Well, you can be sure that there's plans to get our people out under emergency conditions. They may not be very good plans, but the plans exist.
And is it true also, Colonel, that military planners or thinkers or whatever the term is have on paper or in a speculative way plans for operations almost anywhere in the world under various circumstances?
They do. They do, Mike. There's men and women who their job, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, is creating scenarios and creating plans to deal with scenarios. And they may spend a 20-year career doing nothing but that.
Wow. That comes out.
And they're very bright people. Another friend of mine was being recruited by the United States Navy to do just that. It turned out he would have been a Navy person, and his vision did not qualify him. But he had genius level IQ, a degree from a well known university, and that would have been his job for the next 20 years if he had been able to pass the physical and have proper uncorrected vision. But there are people who do this, and it's no flight of fancy, and I'm not being flippant when I say it. There are people, very bright people with genius or near genius level IQs that do nothing but that for an entire 20-year career.
So, in the present perspective, with I don't know 5, 6, 10 different nations in a fairly compressed area on the Mideast map, they're all looking at pages in their books.
Mike, here's what you need to look at.
Uh-huh.
When you look at Drudge today, it says Israel gives Syria an ultimatum. When I look at that, here's what I see. I see the United States giving Russia an ultimatum. Israel is our client state, and Syria is Russia's client state.
Still, the old relationship is still in place.
Absolutely. Syria is a first-tier client state of Russia. They have been for decades.
Yeah.
They have access. Syria, just like Iran, as opposed to Iraq,
uh-huh,
is a first-tier client state of Russia with access to state-of-the-art air defense systems, the real MiGs, not MiGs buried in the sand like Saddam had.
Yeah.
With no access. Saddam did not have access to spare parts or technicians from Russia to keep his MiGs in the air. That's why they had them buried in the sand.
Oh, my.
Syria and Iran have MiGs that really do fly, have Russian technicians and spare parts being flown in from Moscow every day to keep these things airworthy.
Finally, sir. I just wondered, finally, and I appreciate your putting the perspective on this, because every time I get the usual media treatment, they never give any background on this stuff.
Well, they don't, because they can't. They've got 30-year-old talking heads that can read a piece of paper stuck in front of them.
Yeah.
That's all they can do.
It's such a shame that they won't get into it, and I appreciate very much a show like yours, which keeps putting things in perspective.
Okay, thank you for your call, Mike.
Thank you again. Bye.
Okay. It's also in the news. This is pretty well, it's no secret, that state-of-the-art Chinese systems of missiles called Silkworm missiles, these are a missile that travels just above the water, specifically designed to knock out surface vessels on the water, naval vessels, that these are deployed in Iran near the Straits of Hormuz, which carries a tremendous quantity, I believe more than 50% of the world's petroleum products pass through the Straits of Hormuz, which is a very confined, small area. And these supertankers are massive targets. They're as big as a battleship, maybe bigger. I mean, these are massive steel structures that are very tempting targets if a person would choose to knock them out with this kind of technology, these silkworm missiles, which, of course, are protected by state-of-the-art air defense systems that can, in turn, take on and probably overcome incoming missiles or F-15s or F-16s or whatever we throw at them. A high likelihood that the air defense systems protecting the silkworm missiles would meet and defeat anything we threw at them. Of course, you may say, well, we have defense systems against the silkworms. Well, here's the Chinese thought on that. We overwhelm the defense systems. We shoot too many silkworm missiles at the same time that our defense systems cannot intercept all of them. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10 plus years, and this is a way to help your lead acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 15th day of July, 2006. Talking about a lot of different topics today, as usual. Everything from Silkworm cruise missiles covering the Straits of Hormuz to steam engines to optics on pistols, all over the map. Not unusual for talk radio, not unusual for this show. In a few minutes, I hope Professor McCanning will be calling in and spend some time visiting with us, give us an update on what's going on in his world. Talking to Jim the other day, and I said, Jim, we got people calling in. They say, what's going on with McCanning? So hopefully we'll get that update and get everybody squared away in that regard. A lot of concerns. The concerns are real. The concerns have very firm footing in reality, in my opinion. Concerns about what's going on in the Middle East. You need to think about these matters. You need to take them into consideration. I always encourage people to do what they think is necessary to protect the lives they're responsible for, especially those too young or too old. Especially those people. People in the middle, the healthy adults, they should take responsibility for themselves, in my opinion. Most won't. The tiny, tiny percentage of adults in this country, healthy, mature adults, that will take the time, become responsible for taking care of themselves. We've seen it over and over again. The summer of 2005, we had multiple hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast, east coast of Florida. Time after time, despite having typically 2 to 3 days minimum warning, people were caught unprepared, and hundreds, if not thousands. We will never have an accurate tally of the people that died from Hurricane Katrina. Hundreds of people died because they were caught unprepared, unable to do what needed to be done to save themselves, sadly and unfortunately. And I fully expect to see the same thing again and during this current hurricane season 2006. There'll be 2 days warning, 3 days warning, hurricanes come and get ready, people don't get ready, and they die. It's tragic and it's unfortunate, especially for those too young and too old to take care of themselves, that the responsible, healthy adults who should be taking care of them did not make proper preparations, and innocent life is lost. So sad, so tragic, so preventable, and quite frankly, so expected. And don't blame FEMA. FEMA's job is to provide training and management to state and local authorities. That's what they do. They do that pretty well. FEMA doesn't have depots full of fueled up buses and enthusiastic drivers ready to come down there and rescue yourself from whatever might be coming your way. That's not what FEMA is. So don't blame FEMA for what you're supposed to do yourself. Whatever help there's going to be will be at the local level. Now the break, the call in number is 800-313-9443. Hope to hear from Professor McCanny soon here.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.